be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building, on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind." Remember the wife of Lot. "Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. If you woke up in the middle of the night to see your house engulfed in flames, is there anything you would try to save besides your family? Some people might run back into the burning house to save their dog or their cat. And for some people, their pets are more important than their family. At least they're nicer than their family. Perhaps you'd try to save your precious jewelry or any family heirlooms passed down over many generations. Maybe you'd rush back to grab old photographs and other memorabilia. On September 15th, 2 months ago, a fellow by the name of Gideon Hodge, an actor and writer in New Orleans, actually ran back into his burning home to save his laptop. His laptop, containing the drafts of two novels he was writing. He ran past the firefighters who yelled at him, "Hey, you can't go in there!" And he emerged a couple of minutes later, soaking wet, carrying a bag with his laptop inside. Now, some of us would love for our laptops to go up in flames. But we can certainly sympathize with people who do such things. They want to save something that they might lose forever. But in the gospel today, Jesus suggests that we should put our sympathies elsewhere, not on earth, but in heaven. That is, we should have a certain detachment from worldly goods. Jesus reminds the people of the catastrophe that befell Sodom and Gomorrah when fire and brimstone rained from the sky, and Lot and his family fled the doomed city. The angel who escorted them to safety warned them, "Not only do not go back for your laptop, but don't even look back at the city in flames." Do you remember what Lot's wife did? She looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. Her gesture of turning back, which seemed innocent enough, really betrayed her heart. She wanted to go back to Sodom. Her heart was still back there with all her earthly treasures, instead of where the angel was leading them to heaven. In other words, thank God for the gifts that He has given you. But when the time comes to leave them behind, don't hesitate to follow the angel. Love heaven more than you love your laptop. My friends, God has given us this world for our happiness and for our holiness. But He has something much better waiting for us in heaven. And so we should exercise some detachment from earthly treasures. Here are a few examples. I know a priest who, whenever he buys new clothes or a new book, he always gives away to the poor an equal number of old clothes and old books. That way he doesn't accumulate more and more. Smart. One family I know tithes, meaning giving to charity or to the church, down to the penny. They calculate their income and give exactly 10%, which sometimes ends up being $54.23. The spiritual purpose of tithing is to teach detachment, to be able to let go of this earth. Yesterday at a meeting in Little Rock, Bishop Taylor shared something called the Pact of the Catacombs. The Pact of the Catacombs. Apparently in 1965, at the close of the Second Vatican Council, 40 bishops gathered secretly in an ancient underground basilica to sign a pact, a pledge. In it, they said, "We will try to live according to the manner of our people in all that concerns housing, food, means of transport, and related matters." They wanted to live evangelical poverty, live like Jesus did. In other words, these bishops vowed not to run back into a burning building to grab their laptops. They vowed not to look back at the world if it went up in flames. Folks, it's a good thing to love this earth, but we should love heaven even more. Praised be Jesus Christ.